Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Compare with your imagination, living. my protection. Now I got to find the courage, oh, to look, then look me eye to eye.
Row, row, row your boat
gently down the sea. Mary, yes. Mary, 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 wife of golden dreams. Mary, let's study. Mary, Mary, city. Mary, Mary.
Welcome to the Play Experience. Thank you so much for returning to the playground of life, where we always serve up a smorgasbord of laughter, fun, and wisdom. Lots of love sprinkled everywhere. You never know what you're going to get when you bounce onto this playground every week. Except for maybe George Skourilis with pure imagination. A beautiful piece at the top every week. And you can find him and on his throne at evzonemusic.com. And of course, DeLil and Dakari, you can always find them rowing me right in here every week. This voyage. Those you can count on. They know how to play. True players indeed. We've been sharing with some beautiful, inspiring guests here in the playground. Since the beginning of the year, Sherry Marie, Taliba and Diddy, Ebony Ram, Dr. Michelle Clay. We've been having a lot of wonderful talks and sharing about rebirth, about moving into the new, about shedding old patterns, dying to the old, being renewed once again. Because once renewed, there is life and life and life continually giving us opportunities to nourish and to nurture ourselves with our own truth, with the beauty within and without, and the love that life offers. Because stress seems to hang out in the cut, over there waiting for a chance to dance with the ego and with the emotions. So, are you ready to play away your stress today? I am. I'm going to say, yes, indeed. I'm ready to play. Sherry Marie with Mirror Mirror. You can always find her at SherryMarie.com with our wonderful new album, 360 Degree Woman Rebirth. It's part of a series. I know that I'm enjoying this one, and I'm looking forward to the others. I'm not going to say I can't wait, because I can. Yes, indeed. So wonderful. Joy is meant to be a natural part of who we are. It's supposed to, okay? It's supposed to be a natural part of life. And we seem to get caught up in life's crazy, crazy pace so much that we disconnect with the part of ourselves that is really whole, really happy, and really at peace with everything. This abundance of everything good that is our birthright. We have to take time nowadays to focus on making joy a new habit that we intentionally practice so we can rediscover its naturalness, how natural it really is, and see through crazy to see beauty. Yeah. To see through crazy, yeah. I like that, yeah. To see the beauty, to see the joy, As we go through our days wanting to move, okay, we got to get this, we got to do this, we got to go at the fast pace, you know, this and that, that and this. The complexity of our lives, our relationships, financial woes, issues, and all the emotions we have about life has swept us away from the deeper truth that lies deep within our hearts. You know, it causes us to be out of control and feel like robots going back and forth, this way, that way, this way, that way. Some people say, talk about it, floating like a leaf in the wind. We can see how easy it is for us to lose sight of what is really true here in our lives. Come with me. Just come with me for a few. I'm just talking about the truth that speaks to what is really real. The truth that speaks from the greater part of us. Where all relationships are loving. Where finances are balanced. Where our world is really, really, really okay. When we connect to this higher self, we see that there's a real purpose for everything, you know? There's a season, there's a reason, and that this is our sacred voyage to master being the ultimate life artist here, right here on this playground of life. The world is just, it is expanding, it's demanding. It's demanding more, and our inner selves expand as much as it needs to. And we see this world where imagination of humans, blessed as it is, has created expansion, you know? It's a fast forward movement in technology. So much expansion is going on. Yet, really, I feel collectively in our deepest selves, we all know that now is the time for us to kind of pull back a bit, you know, pull the reins a little bit here, to consolidate, to evaluate, you know, all that we've gotten so far. Our inner selves is calling for peace while the outer us is demanding for us to move fast. Come on, come on, come on, hurry up. You know, and it's causing the upheaval, you know, inside and all around us, the cataclysmic energy, causing us to move away from and sometimes even forget about our still points, our capacity for balance and truth and love. And we see this upheaval touching every aspect in our lives. This upheaval progresses, it progresses. And one of the mindsets that we fall into is one of seriousness. My. When Johnny Gill say, my. You know what I mean, right? You just walk around, just look around you. Just walk around and just look around you. Who's smiling? Who's laughing? Everybody's serious. Most people moving around erratically, just making things more serious than they really, really, truly need to be. From this viewpoint where I'm sitting, the only seriousness we can really truly use in our goods is to be seriously playing, seriously having fun here on the playground, seriously making it your business, your business to see joy, to live truth. Our true nature is one with a child's heart, yeah? Where our hearts are naturally light and content. What happens with us, though, is that the intellect kicks in, and like stress, the seriousness slips in to dominate the situation. If something doesn't happen the way we want it to, we, you know, get the sense of doom. You know, it's like, oh my God, you know, this is just so, okay, it just takes over. Oh. And our reprieve, you know, it seems to be in stimulating or overstimulating ourselves throughout the day. Our minds intellectually demanding stimulation as a way of counterbalancing. So we keep creating more and more and more and more to do in order to get over the anguish that we have so much stuff to do. I can't take it. This is tiring me out. We are wiped out. We can't go to sleep or can't sleep straight through. Then what? We get up and do it all over again. And that just leads us to starting to look for something else outside of our natural state to soothe us. You know where I'm going. Everyone on this face of this place has something they plunge into, you know, to go outside the natural state to soothe themselves. Is it working out? Is it going out? Is it partying? Is it food? Is it drink? Is it drugs? Is it sex? You can fill in the blanks. I'm just saying the sensitivity, you know, the use of all the senses in a powerful way is lost at that moment when we do this. That our intuitive selves, our sensual parts of our lives is lost in all of this. And without the sensuality for me, what is there to love and appreciate, you know, about our lives? I've always been in love with love. So when we see like beautiful flowers, or we can smell the flowers, or we can hear music that's awesome, that really touches us, or see some really succulent food that makes you just, I mean, that wouldn't normally make you feel good, and it does nothing for you because your senses are dulled, you know, because you've been overindulging in whatever it is that you've just been focused on. You know, you can know then that your appreciation for beauty of life and your the whole sensualness of life is lost. Your mind is overstimulated with whatever this is. Your senses are overstimulated, and so you're not really, the others are dulled. And overthinking, your mind will always long for what it doesn't have. Always, it will. That's what it does. It's overstimulated. There's a beauty in all things. There's a richness that's out there that comes from our hearts being connected to our immediate environment, to what's around us, to what we see, what we smell, what we taste, what we touch. And it's very few people walking around here, no contrary to what they're saying, that can accept where they are right now. But this is something that is, I'm gonna go ahead and just, for me, it's mandatory, yeah? The good news is that our imagination, when utilized properly, our pure imagination, can take us forward to what we want and where we wanna be in life. We can reach the position that we have always dreamed of. And the imagination can do it again and again and again. I mean, once it gets you there, you can do something else. You go, okay, now this is what I am imagining now. And it will propel you further and further again. It is all up to us. And one way to have that yummy-licious inner joy is to begin to come to some point of acceptance that where you are right now, in this pretty moment, where you are right now is satisfying. Because if it's not accepted as satisfying, what we project outward is a state of continual dissatisfaction, insecurity, and restlessness. And this looks, we can just look around us and see the evidence of it. If we can just reach a point in our mind where we have fewer or no thoughts, the natural state of mind of feelings and of feelings would automatically, naturally rise up. And we would experience continual joy, love, and peace. But because our minds can cloud the way we feel through impure imagination, through its ability to think things through, analyzing all the time, and because our physical self is mesmerized by the illusion of what's going on around it. You heard what I said? Because our physical self is mesmerized by the illusion of what's going on around it, it's not surprising that we lose touch with our true selves. So it's only a matter of choosing to be with the truth and the God that's inside, where all joy, all peace, and all love reside. So we bring value, you know, intentionally bring value to what we have, what is right here with us right here in this present, ever-present moment. producing the thoughts that form new ideas, that's a very good thing. I mean, we can do that. It's good to appreciate that too. But truly appreciating what's right before us right now is the key. It's the real key. If we don't, we continue to measure what circumstances are necessary for us to experience this joy, this peace. Like saying, when I get more money, this is gonna happen. I'm gonna feel good. Everything's gonna be better. When I get into a new relationship, when I get into a relationship, when this or that happens, I will be happy. In other words, you got me. You understand? And guess what? We never reach that point because we never settle into satisfaction. You think about all the religions out there. It doesn't matter which one you subscribe to. All of them point to that. You know, it says, all of them say, sit down, be quiet, be grateful, count your blessings, name them one by one. You know? Am I lying or I'm flying? Because when we can really quiet our mind and come to a point of acceptance, the storms that continually surround our lives, you know what I'm talking about, the yearning, the discontent, all of that energy begins to calm itself, and we get in true connect with our inner selves. We get in touch to see what is really true for us. We get to see what needs changing, what can be left alone just as it is. Whether you accept yourself, whether you accept your circumstances or don't accept it, however you look at it, it's your viewpoint. And it's one that is changeable at will, your will. What is, and once that is your viewpoint, you are truly, truly liberated. What is. It just is. you can look at anyone and any circumstances around you, things that usually bother you, and decide the way you're going to be. They're simply that, what they are. What is, and it might change, and it might not. It's all about decision, though. You can decide to stay, or you could decide to play, or you could decide to walk away. You know, it's real. Apply it to any circumstance in life. Yep, it's real. So, I'm telling you what I'm going to do. I'm going to say what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to take a quick break. Might not be so quick, but it'll be quick enough. I'll be right back at you. See you on the other side.
Who will you be when you allow yourself to experience the true desires of your soul this lifetime? For each direction and season, you bring us a reason to claim this existence without confusion and resistance. With the challenges will flow, with grace will show, that faith will bring us through to all we must do.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Are you ready to come out to play? To passionately love and appreciate who you are? Join me, Mombasa Sophia, on the playground of life, the play experience, every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, where we always serve a raw, delicious smorgasbord of healing the mind, the heart, and the soul into this spectacular circle of life. Are you ready? See you on the playground. Be there or be square. The Play Experience, 7 p.m. each Thursday, here on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Ready to live in the yes? Join me, Rev D, the Reverend Dr. Deborah Johnson, here Tuesday evenings, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific. Call in with your questions and comments as together we explore spiritual qualities and learn practical tools that unleash our spiritual power. We mix in some music, spoken word, readings, prophetic utterances. You want in on this? Living in the Yes, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on Life Conversations Radio.
This is Life Coach Ade, host of the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show on Life Conversations Radio. Well, you know, no matter how much you grow in consciousness, no matter how much you know, you are going to interact with other people. So what's the point of being spiritual and being enlightened without learning to get along with others? Well, that's what the show is about. On the show, I share tools and techniques and just inspire you to celebrate your relationships, to celebrate who you are, because together we make a difference. You know, we need each other. And when we unite together, we can make magic happen. We can shift our perception and create miracles in our lives. Join me every Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome back to the Play Experience. I am Ombasa Sofira. I am one with all truth, all beauty, all justice, and always, 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 all love. So, we are still verbalizing about your viewpoint and about returning to joy, about that aspect of rebirth, bringing yourself forward, just deciding that what is, and being truly liberated by that thought. It's all opinions, it's all viewpoints, you know. You can apply this to any circumstance in life. You can decide to stay around it, or you can walk away. They are simply that, whatever they are. What is. They might change, or they might not change. What if your destiny patterns is just to have less than what the popular viewpoint is, what society thinks? What if your pattern this lifetime is something different? Would you be willing to accept that? What is simply is. That's about not forcing anything or anyone else to change. Everybody changes when they're ready or not. Let's stop trying to get people to do things. Don't even force yourself. Get out of there. When you're ready too. You know? Yes, it's all about just falling, collapsing in the arms of love. With life, yes? And falling in love with life means you embracing life with the love, the peace, the joy that it brings to you. Yeah? You are in each other's arms. It's a sensuality that's there. There's a passion. And you can become and will become the most fantabulous life artist that you came and you were born this lifetime to be. But how can you do this if you simply don't accept the truth within this and stop being this dissatisfied human being? So go on and just quit. Quit that club. The dissatisfaction club. Quit it. Resign from it. Send in your resignation today, right now. And tell the rest of the group members, you know, that you won't be back. See ya. They wouldn't want to be ya. Yeah? And the first step after that is that you have to accept the goodness, the godness that is really in your heart. And because there may be aspects about life that you don't like. No matter. It's no matter. That does not matter one bit. Just stop right now and just give thanks and give value to the things that you take for granted, the things that are true and good for you. The second step is just to bring back the childlike simplicity, the innocence that will clean up your act. It'll get your act cleaned up, and it'll bring back the exhilaration of being eternal. Feel eternal for a moment in this present moment. And move again with the beauty and the harmony of everything. Dance. Move. Stay away from the crazy, complex, moving fast, rushing energies, you know. Get back to your full power. Power restored. And play. Play to be a carefree, beautiful, liberated, joyful, peaceful life artist that you are on this playground of life to be. Yeah? Move out of having a regimen. Move into liberation, you know? Because when you move out of regimen into liberation, you don't need the rules and regulations, because you already are free. I see, you can be disciplined without regimen, without the rules and regulations. The freedom to be disciplined and the discipline to be free. There's discipline in freedom and there's freedom in discipline. Without the rules and regulations, without the regimen, because those things are restrictions, limitations, lack of. Either you accept or you don't. Either people accept you or they don't. It's all good. Either they support you or they don't. You don't have to sell yourself anymore. Just be ever ready for this world and whatever brings for you. For you. And whatever crazy, wild thing you may decide you're going to leap into next. You know, that somebody else might think, what in the heck is she doing? Or what is he doing now? What is he up to now? When is the last time you ran a stop sign in the middle of the night when there's absolutely no reason to stop? No cars around, no people, nowhere. Or walk when there was no cars and the red man was on, you know. There's no cars and people standing there just waiting for the light to come on. No cars coming, no cars thinking about coming. Okay, so just resting, just being at peace inside who you really are, in the crazy things or in the normal things you do, whatever, you know. Just let everything just be. Just be. Be human. Be spirit. Be the ultimate life artist here on this playground of life. Yes, indeed. In the midst of a whole lot of metaphysical, spiritual, jumbo, jargon stuff, we forget to laugh. We forget to be silly, to be human. So delicious to have silliness in your life and not take yourself so seriously. It's really important not to miss out on the childlike silliness we can enjoy every single day of our lives. I find laughter to be so intoxicating and chemically yummy for my body, you know? It is. I was laughing so hard the other day when I was telling my daughter and my granddaughter this story. You know, I was laughing so hard, I was crying, you know, I was trying to get the story out, I couldn't get the story out, you know how it is. And I was laughing so hard that they were laughing hard too, their stomach, they were holding their stomachs too, they didn't even know what I was going to say yet. I'm serious, it was so infectious, you know, and we can miss the take, we can make mistakes, you know, and still bounce right back into joy. Because none of us came here to be perfect. Only perfect in our imperfection. And that's what makes this voyage so awesome. That imperfection allows us to forgive ourselves and others. And just ease up. Just looking back on our disasters and saying, that really wasn't that bad. I mean, we never had another us to go to say, okay, now how exactly am I supposed to be me now again? Come on, give us a refresh my memory now. Okay, wait. Okay, so what exactly am I supposed to do in this lifetime to be me at my best? Yeah. Well, we do have that if we listen to it. That greater, wonderful, most powerful part of us, the creator part of us. In terms of a person, we didn't have a person. We listened to our parents, but they didn't know. They didn't know what we came here to do. They were doing their best, but they had no clue unless they listened to that same source. So because you didn't have that, just ease up. You're doing just fine. Get out of I shouldn't have and into what is. Okay. You can get in control only dominating your own life though and letting others have theirs back. Just directing your own time frames, the way that reality comes to you in your own way. And when the silence and the serenity starts to permeate your life, there's a natural outpouring from that greater part of you that establishes a balance that just oozes and eases throughout every aspect of your life. It feels real good when we allow this in, when we remember to allow it in. Yep. And as that spiritual energy, right, resonates within you deeper and deeper and deeper, and just sinks into, I feel it. You know, it's like conflicts, issues, and the tissues that just begin to melt away because they're loved away in the light of your very own beauty and love. I am one with all truth, all beauty, all justice, all wisdom, all yumminess, and all love. You see, the anguish and the struggle, they can't hold their space. You know, they cannot hold their space. Mm-mm. You see, there may be a lot of effort and intensity around going for what we wanting and to see in our lives, our goals, our dreams, our aspirations. But we would have that. We need to have effort. It would be real boring. I mean, for me, if there wasn't some effort being able and some intensity, come on, I like intensity. Intensity is something all right with me. But no more ego-generated stress, no strain, just effortless emotion, blessing, acceptance of circumstances, and the fearlessness of a child. Simplicity of understanding that you just don't understand and knowing that you don't know. And you coming into a full understanding that for you to be peaceful, secure, and joyful, that you don't even have to know anything. You don't have to know what's going to happen tomorrow. You don't have to know what's going to happen the next moment. You don't have to know what's going to happen next week, next year. You don't have to calculate on what you should do or what's going to happen or if they will or they won't. and just allowing this, I feel the inpouring of the beauty and the abundance and the sensuality and the freshness and the liberated spirit just soaring. So we just start to see things that we don't necessarily like or agree with, just as it is, that it is what it is. Say it. It is what it is. You regain your power and you begin to explore inside your own individuality, which is blessed, to become free, to become fearless, liberated. And then it's easy to extend this. It's easy to extend this to the world, to spin it around the world, this energy, because it's all energy. So it's like dropping parts of the personality, the ego, in order to gain all of this. Is it worth it? Is it worth it? Are you willing to enter into this beauty, into this joy, this knowing that you don't know? Are you okay with it? Are you okay with knowing that you don't know? Are you willing to enter into this beauty, this joy, right now on the playground of life? Because life is definitely, for sure, ready for you to become part of this great feast of life, this sensual, yummy, musical, poetic, syncopated dance of life. Yes, yes, flowing into being a beautiful, powerful force of creation in a world that knows when to pull back. Just knowing when to pull back and when to allow beauty to just seep in and permeate every part of you. Falling in love with you allows you to fall in love with life. To see the laughter, to see the beauty, silliness in all things. I can't help but laugh. To see the courage that is natural, that's naturally in your heart, and watch it go, watch it move before you as you move through life, and demonstrate it in your mastery, yeah? In whatever you choosing to master, and let that mastery grant you the enlightenment about who and what you are, whose and what you are. Being enlightenment, being in enlightenment, but I want to move a little bit past enlightened. Yeah, I don't want to stop there. I want to keep allowing my imagination to keep taking me and propelling me forward. So just keep laughing. Keep stepping back as opposed to rushing forward. Or just stop. Because life is continually moving around you anyway. So you never have to worry about being in one place too long, okay? Because change you can bank on. You can take that change to the bank. You're going to deal with change. It's all good. No worries. So, I have a question for you. Are you ready to play away your stress today? Will you play away your stress today? Will you play? Will you passionately love and appreciate you? Will you take the challenge or the opportunity to awaken from a stressful lifestyle to the possibility of lightening up and approaching any situation with a new sense of weightlessness and freedom, just being light, pure light? Take a minute and ask yourself these questions. Okay, you know I love questions. Here I come. How do I treat the things I truly love? How do I treat the things that I have? How am I taking care of me? Am I treating myself with the same care as the things that I say I love? Am I treating myself as a special, unique person that I am on this playground? Do I treat others on this playground as I treat myself? How do I love and appreciate me? It's okay. If you didn't have the answer to all of those, it's okay. I'm just saying. Self-appreciation, okay? Just work with it. The reason it works is because stress cannot occupy the same space as laughter, as fun, as joy. So just take moments just to reflect on the feelings you had at the time that you were the most free in your life. Breathe it in slowly and deeply and just embrace that. Embrace the feeling and anchor it in your heart and your soul. And do this as many times as it takes to shift your consciousness from outside to inside. If you do it often, if you just practice it, it could happen for you just the first time, just because your intention is real clear. But as you do it, you continue to do it, you will find that space. You will see that. You will be there. You see, working from the inside out will never fail you because you will always be constantly operating from this divine space of destiny at work. as the creator, the power that dwells in and through us, births nothing but goodness, grace, and mercy. So enjoy this new blueprint. Enjoy this new blueprint for a healthier mind, a healthier body, and a healthier spirit. And just keep deciding to play whenever the need arises, to passionately love and appreciate you. And intend on joy, okay? Intend on joy. Intend on joy whenever stress rears its head in your life. I'll see you in the still point. I will be there with bells on. You'll hear me ringing. All right, well, I'm going to go out with Just Cynthia. The color of love is certainly you. I love you. I bless you. I truly thank the Creator for you. Much love. I see you in the playground next week. Mbasa out.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.